Jambo.
Lessons from the screen, what we mean is we go through different documentaries to tell you what they gon' do. Give you our lessons, give them our blessings. If they trash, we tell you there is no second guessing. Knowledge is power, but time is precious. And we're here to keep you from them lessons. So sit back as we groove, giving you the review, so you only spend time on the docs that you need to.
Welcome to Lessons from the Screen, the show where we give you a review of whether or not anything that you can get through any particular screen of any particular kind is worth your time. We waste our time, our energy, and our brain power so that you don't have to. Lessons from the Screen is sponsored by PacSync, a black activist advocacy and think tank with the purpose of increasing the quality of life for black people in America through education, culture, and economics. Check them out at www.pactsinc.org. That's PacSync.org. Become a member, leave a donation, or volunteer. Your choice. This week, it is Trending Tuesday, the first ever. We will take a look at the top 10 trending topics according to Google searches, in addition to a bonus listing from no earlier than the week prior, if we so choose. Today being the 26th of June, we will be going over the top 10 plus and giving you some insight as to whether or not we think these stories are worth your time based on whether or not we feel that they have a potential impact on your life and, of course, our own bias and interests. Now, we got to say this. Google trending topics, period, not just on Google, they fluctuate throughout the day. So we go based off the daily list, but at the time that we pull them, which is in the early part of the afternoon on the day of the show, they may or may not be what they are later on that day or when they end the day out. So keep that in mind. And without further ado, we bring to you this episode of Lessons from the Screen is Trending Tuesday. It's time for
Trending Tuesday.
Trending Tuesday.
It's Trending Tuesday, y'all. Come on, let's go.
So how this is going to work is we're going to count down from 10 to 1 from the least searched item on the trending bar at number 10 to the most searched item in the Google search, which would be trending at number 1. And once we get to the end, the show will be over. So yeah, let's go ahead and get started.
Number 10.
So Richard Harrison from Pawn Stars died today at 77 years old. He was known as the old man on the History Channel reality TV show Pawn Stars. The series, which started in 2009, is currently still running in its 15th season. It followed the story of a family-owned and run pawn shop on the Las Vegas Strip and has an IMDb rating of 7.2. I'm not sure how many people watch this, because I don't, but it seems to be fairly popular. And that's not a shot against the show. I really just don't like reality TV. That's just me. But it's number 10, so we're covering it. I'm sure a lot of people will mourn his passing, though, because it is in the top 10 of trending Google searches. So if you're a fan of the show or just a fan of overall entertainment gossip, this might strike a nerve. If not, well, some would say that you are a cold-hearted son of a bitch and that you are, or that you are, a sociopath. But, you know, it's your prerogative. You can do what you want to do. It's your prerogative.
Number nine.
So at number 9, we have Caitlin Marriott. Now, Caitlin Marriott is a congressional intern to Senator Maggie Hassan, the Democrat from New Hampshire. And she saw Donald Trump and his entourage entering Speaker Paul Ryan's office on Capitol Hill to talk about immigration on June 19th. Overwhelmed by the emotion of such an occasion, as any person would be, she screamed out. And I gotta say, she was respectful. At least she said, "Mr. President," So, you know, we got to give her points for that. But in any case, she was suspended for 1 week starting today and had her access to the Capitol complex severely restricted. And when the senator was pushed about what some are calling light treatment, fairly light punishment, the senator responded by pointing out that she is a young woman that is taking full responsibility for her actions, unlike the president. And this kind of comes all in the same week that the White House press secretary was asked to leave a restaurant by the owner because her staff didn't want to serve anyone from the quote unquote inhumane and unethical administration, as well as protesters heckling Homeland Security Chief Kirstjen Nielsen while dining at a Mexican restaurant of all places. And they were heckling her with chants of shame, 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 as well as various other things. So if you're into politics, no matter what side of the aisle you're on, you're going to enjoy following up on this story. It's going to give you fodder for, if you're a conservative, fodder for more of the deep state, railing against Donald Trump and trying to destroy his presidency. And if you're a liberal, you're going to be like, yeah, power to the people, she told him, blah, blah, blah. So there's a lot going on right now politically and a lot to digest. And no matter what side of the aisle you're on, there is a lot of food for you to digest. And even if you're not interested in politics, you really should be paying attention to politics. And I'm not going to get into all of that, but this is definitely a story, and not just this story in and of itself, but the entire trend of stories following public discourse around political figures is something that everyone definitely needs to be following for various reasons.
Number eight.
At number eight, we have Antonio Sabato Jr. Now, he has found himself back in the spotlight, capitalizing on Representative Waters, Maxine Waters' call, and she made a call for confrontation earlier. The representative put out a call to all liberals and caring Americans to get together in groups and confront the Trump administration whenever and wherever they see them. Now, this call to action has been met with backlash from conservatives and liberals, and Sabato, who is now an aspiring politician after gaining fame in the soap era saga during the soap era saga of the 90s, and after starting out as an underwear model, he has called for her to be put in jail for her comments, calling her divisive and hustling hate. He also claims he was blacklisted in Hollywood for supporting Trump. And this goes back to search item number 9, trending item number 9. When we begin to talk about Caitlin Marriott and various people deciding that they want to take a stand for what they believe in. And this is going to be probably a reoccurring theme for the next remainder of the presidency, actually. So here again, if you're interested in politics, this is going to be something for you to dig into, because again, there's meat on both sides of the bone. If you're a conservative, you can point this out the same way Antonio Sabato Jr. did, by saying she is hustling in hate and what she's doing is unprecedented. If you are a liberal, you can say, well, Donald Trump was doing this exact same thing during his rallies during the 2016 campaign and blah, 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 and double standard and blah, blah, blah. So, and to Maxine Waters' defense, she has said that she didn't call for any violence. She just called for you to get together and to push back against them. And for a lot of people, that can take a lot of different forms, a lot of different meanings. To some, that could be violent. To others, it couldn't. So, again, that was trending item number 8 as of today. Something that I think you should pay attention to.
Number seven.
During the annual NBA awards show last night, Bill Russell gave Charles Barkley a smiling middle finger during Barkley's acceptance of a Lifetime Achievement Award. Now, Barkley had just finished thanking Russell when the camera flashed on him and the bird flew the coop. Now, I'm not sure whether Joseph Ward will be talking about this on The Fix or not when it drops on Friday, but it's always entertaining when an 84-year-old man has the energy, the charisma, and the utter lack of fucks to flip someone off on national television. Russell said that he forgot that it was a nationally televised event and that the incident, his activity, was pure instinct. All that being said, everybody needs a little entertainment. Everybody can use a smile. I'm not sure if there's a backstory. I'm not sure if this goes deep or not. I really don't follow basketball like that anymore. But I'm sure if it is deep, if it does mean anything, if there is any story behind it other than just playfully going back and forth, you'll probably hear about it on the Friday's episode of the Fix Sports Podcast with Joseph Ward. That'll be dropping right here on the Freedom Train Network.
Number six.
General Electric stocks gained about roughly 10% this morning after announcing plans to spin off its healthcare business and separate its stake in Baker Hughes. Baker Hughes is an oil field service company, and it's one of the largest in the world. GE is trying to reduce its debt and refocus its business on its core components, and they are hoping that these moves will reduce the debt pile by $25 billion by 2020 and generate $500 million in corporate cost savings. Today is also the same day that GE is being replaced by Walgreens on the Dow, with GE being the last of the original members of the index remaining. They are now all gone. So this is a big day for GE, especially seeing that surge in their stock prices. That's very beneficial to a company that many analysts not too long ago were saying it's on its deathbed. I'm sure they're still saying it's on its deathbed, but these are interesting signs of life. And of course, it makes sense that General Electric, a company that has been such a fundamental, foundational company in America, in the American economy over the last roughly 100 years, any sort of move like that, especially with gains of roughly 10%, you can bet it's going to be a lot of people searching for that. So that actually makes sense that it's on the Google trending for today. If you're interested in stocks, and you should be, if you're interested in investing, and you should be, if you're interested in the economy, and you should be, then this is going to be a story that you're going to want to follow, not just for the sake of GE, but for the sake of finding out what's going on, and for those of you that aren't already getting in the know about what's going on, the life cycle of a corporation, especially one as instrumental and foundational as GE, being on its deathbed, that provides an interesting window into our interesting doorway into the world of stocks, bonds, and economics. So definitely encourage everybody to get involved in that. And us as a people, Black people especially, we definitely need to be involved in stocks, bonds, investing, and everything else involved with economics, money, and business.
Number five.
So if you haven't been following the World Cup, then shame on you. Not because you haven't been following the World Cup, but because you haven't been listening to The Fix. In any case, France and Denmark advanced after the World Cup's first 0-0 draw this year, which set a record for the longest streak without a 0-0 tie to start the World Cup at 37 games. Now, I'm sure this will get talked about on The Fix with Joseph Ward, so I'm not going to go into detail. I'm just going to leave it at that. But everyone needs some entertainment in their lives, and if soccer or football or whatever you want to call it is yours, then I'm sure you already knew this anyway, so I'll just shut up and move on.
Number four.
So Argentina is number four, and Argentina moved on. Again, this is another World Cup trending term. But Argentina moved on after defeating Nigeria. Messi is on the team, and I know him, so He must be a pretty big star because I'm not really that big into soccer or football or, again, whatever you choose to call it, depending on wherever you are. Beyond that, I'm assuming it was a pretty big game and a pretty interesting game because it's number four in terms of Google searches in America today. So tune into The Fix on Friday. I'm sure you'll get an update on World Cup.
Number three.
This morning in a judgment that was directly along party lines, meaning the Democrats voted together and the Republicans voted together, the Supreme Court voted to uphold the travel ban currently in its third iteration by a vote of 5-4. Now, this is an extremely sensitive and political subject because Republicans managed to keep the Supreme Court seat of Justice Scalia empty for nearly a year after his death in February of 2016 by refusing to hold a confirmation hearing on President Obama nominee Merrick Garland, who was first nominated in March of 2016. Now, Neil Gorsuch, the Trump nominee, was appointed in January of 2017 and confirmed in April, making the Supreme Court a conservative majority. And this means that every Supreme Court decision from this court will be questioned heavily if it supports a conservative agenda, because for many people, the robbing of President Obama to even have a confirmation hearing for his Supreme Court nomination was unconstitutional and, by many liberals, the greatest theft and the greatest heist in American political history. And the subsequent supporting of the Trump appointment of Neil Gorsuch, a conservative, is one of the greatest slaps in the face to the balance of power, the structure of American government, and the minority communities all across the United States. So, again, as I'm going to say with all political topics and economic topics, this is something that we should keep an eye on and pay attention to. The Supreme Court, you should be keeping an eye on and paying attention to anyways. But it is definitely worth your time to pay attention to what's going on with Supreme Court cases that they take up, that they refuse, and their rulings in these cases.
Number two.
Australia versus Peru. Now, we go back to the World Cup as Peru wins its first World Cup victory in 40 years. And while both sides are still going to be eliminated and sent home, if I understand correctly anyways, because of the earlier mentioned 0-0 game, it's still exciting to see things accomplished that haven't been accomplished in a long time. And that is obviously borne out by this being the second most searched item on Google in America today.
Number one.
And the number one most searched item on Google, as of pulling the information for this show, with over 1 million searches in America by roughly the middle of the day, Argentina versus Nigeria. Now, Argentina by itself was number four, and Argentina versus Nigeria is number one. And that means that this had to have been an extremely good match. So, again, I know that on The Fix, this is probably going to be talked about, and I'm not going to get that deep into it. And I don't know a whole lot about soccer or, as the rest of the world calls it, football. But it had to have been a great match for it to have been ranked in the top 10 of searches in America on Google twice. It's time for
Trending Tuesday.
It's Trending Tuesday, y'all. Come on, let go. So that's Trending Tuesday. Now, I'm going to run a quick update on this list to see where it's at, if it's changed any since we pulled it down the first time. And it has changed substantially. So if I were to pull the information for the show right now at roughly 5 o'clock, then number one would still be Argentina versus Nigeria. Number two would be Argentina by itself. Number three would be Iceland versus Croatia. Number four would be the travel ban. So the first three would all be World Cup. Number four would be the travel ban. Number five would be Australia versus Peru. Number six would be Denmark versus France. Number seven would be Janoris Jenkins. Number eight would be Carly Halem. Number nine would be Bill Russell. And number 10 would be GE Stock. Now, that's interesting because that means that roughly seven out of the top 10, if I pull right now, roughly 5 o'clock, would be sports items. And that says a lot in and of itself. And then number 12 coming up, you have the Terry Crews incidents where he's talking about the trouble he received over coming out and saying that he was sexually molested or sexually raped or faced some sort of sexual abuse. And anyways, one of the things that I hope to accomplish by all of this is being able to get a general feel or a general pulse for what Americans are interested in on the whole. I know there is data that we can always pull up and look, but a lot of times what's missing in the data is the context. What gets lost years later or down the line is the context of what made these things so significant. So with that being said, we're hoping to keep that context there, as well as providing more information and insight into the stories that you're going to hear on a daily basis coming up immediately that can be addressed right here on this show, that we can talk to you guys about and let you guys know whether or not we feel like you should even engage in these discussions or waste your brain power thinking about these discussions. So we're going to fine tune this a little bit more as we go through the process. And the only reason I'm letting you hear all this is because I want you to understand that it is a process in growing the show and developing new contents, new segments, new materials, understanding that this isn't something that, you know, you just come out and it's perfect. And there's a lot of growth, a lot of maturation, a lot of progress, a lot of trial and error involved in all of this. And I feel like a lot of that is lost in translation when people just put out quality products that they see all over the TV and everywhere, and people just think that I should be able to do this. So I'm going to let you see all of my bumps, all of my bruises. I'm going to let you see all of my trip ups, all of my mistakes, because that is another lesson that you can get from the screen.
Lessons from the screen, what we mean is we go through different documentaries to tell you what they gon' do. Give you our lessons, give them our blessings. If they trash, we tell you there is no second guessing. Knowledge is power, but time is precious. And we're here to keep you from them lessons. So sit back as we groove, giving you the review, so you only spend time on the docs that you need to.
Once again, I want to thank you for tuning in to Lessons from the Screen. Lessons from the Screen is brought to you by PacSync. Through the Freedom Train Network, you can find us on www.freedomtrainradio.com or on iTunes, Google Play Music, or Stitcher. Be sure to head to one of those places and leave us a review, and then be sure to head back to the website to let us know what you think about the show and communicate with us. Also, be sure to head to www.packsync.org and show some love and support for our sponsors. PacSync is doing big things in the community and trying to do more, always trying to do more. So be sure to head to the website. That's www.pactsinc.org. Donate, volunteer, become a member, talk about it, whatever. They can use your support. And once again, they are doing great things in the community. As always, Lessons from the Screen has a frame of reference and perspective that is aligned with that of the Black community. The things that we look at, whether it be on the Trending Tuesday or the regular Lessons from the Screen show, will always be looked at from the Black perspective. So keep that in mind, because we need more minds shaped into that perspective and trying to do things that we need done for ourselves. So with that in mind, again, thank you guys for listening in. Remember to tune in to the Freedom Train Radio. We have the app that's available that you can get from the website. It's in the Google Play Store. Sorry, it's not available on iTunes yet. We have the live internet radio, and we have more shows coming up. Thank you, thank you, thank you. And I will see you guys on Thursday for the next episode of Lessons from the Screen.